Welcome to 4 Questions 4, short-form interviews with experts in the fields of literacy, technology, and education. I'm your host, Ian O'Brien. Welcome to the 4 Questions 4 podcast. 4 Questions 4 began in the fall of 2014. I was selected as the Multiliteracies Department Editor for the Journal of Adolescent and Adult Literacies, commonly referred to as JAL. In this capacity, I wrote columns for each issue of the journal over the course of several years. As I started planning for this work, I was concerned that much of the work would be hidden behind paywalls of the journal, and it would never really inform teacher practice. I was concerned that it would never be viewed by researchers and educators because it was hidden behind these paywalls. I was also cognizant of the fact that my perspective in this work and my perspective in these posts was but one viewpoint in these changing fields of literacy, technology, and education. I wanted to conduct short-form interviews with experts in these fields to add some complexity or depth to the ideas I was writing about. So I wanted to figure out a way to allow others to share their perspective or perhaps competing perspectives on the work in the columns. The focus was to make this work much more approachable and accessible for all. At this point, 4 Questions 4 was born. I wanted to develop short-form interviews that lasted about 25 to 35 minutes with experts on different topics. When I plan for each topic, I generally invite 4 to 6 people in for the interviews. When I initially start discussing the plans for the interviews, we agree on a set of 4 prompts or questions for the focus of the interview, for the focus of the episode. I try not to, but I generally do reach out and add an extra question or two to try and add some depth or pry in a little bit when the host says something. But for the most part, I offer the prompt or the question and allow the expert to go off and basically explain, or add complexity as they see fit. Most of the interviews were recorded and shared using Google Hangouts or Google Hangouts on Air or Skype. The video of most of these interviews is available on my YouTube channel. The audio podcasts that you're listening to were developed after several topics and almost 50 to 60 interviews were conducted. At this point, I examine my own literacy and content consumption practices, and I recognize the value of audio-only podcasts in my daily workflow. You know, I get up and I go for a run and listen to a podcast, or when I drive, I listen to an audio podcast, and I didn't want people to have to sit down at a device or sit down with a tablet and watch video. I wanted them to be able to just plug in some earphones and listen for 20 minutes while they go for a walk or wash the dishes. I wanted to make these audio podcasts available online for researchers, educators, students, and also the general person that might be interested in these topics. Once again, the focus is on making this information and these ideas more approachable, more accessible for all. Please be advised that the podcast is almost always a work in progress. I've taken a lot of steps to improve the audio and the content from the online recordings of the interviews. I hope that you will focus on the content and forgive some of the glitches as I continue to experiment and learn. Without further ado, thank you for listening to this intro for 4 Questions 4. My name is Ian O'Byrne. I hope you'll value the work and reach out with more comments and feedback. Please also let me know if there's a topic or a special guest you think should be interviewed for the series. Thanks again. Thank you for listening to 4 Questions 4. Short-form interviews with experts in the fields of literacy, technology, and education.